This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The wave of layoffs going on around the country have also swept up several hundred Coloradans. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports workers from various industries are impacted.
Larger scale layoffs have to be reported to the state, and so far this year, three companies have announced they're shedding workers in Colorado. More than 600 construction workers are being let go. The British fitness apparel company Gymshark says it's ending a substantial portion of its U.S. operations and will lay off more than 60 employees in Denver by the end of March. And bike park component manufacturer Specialized is eliminating 15 jobs. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Many Coloradans are seeing record high energy bills this winter. The state's Public Utilities Commission estimates the average household's gas bill is up 75% over the same time last year. Speaking during a meeting this week, Commissioner John Gavin called the rise unprecedented.
I can't remember seeing this level of pain in the consumer community since the 1970s.
Cold weather and utility rate hikes are the two biggest drivers of the price increase, according to a new PUC analysis. Economists expect prices to remain high through the season. Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette is sponsoring legislation to repeal the Hyde Amendment and require federal health care programs to cover abortion services. DeGette says people on Medicaid, for example, are denied access to abortion care because they can't pay on their own.
1 in 4 women on Medicaid who wanted an abortion were unable to get one because of the Hyde Amendment. And we believe after the Dobbs decision, that's going to get worse.
However, it's unlikely the bill will move forward in the Republican-controlled House. That's not discouraging sponsors, though. They argue they want to highlight the issue to the public. This is CPR and KRCC.